The text of our message is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, the last verses. Chapter 7, verse 24 to verse 29. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I have titled my message today based on this passage, No Foundation, House Gone, and it's finished. Now our Lord Jesus Christ, from the beginning of Matthew chapter 5 to the end of chapter 7, is speaking to the people, and what a long sermon it is. And he now applies it to his hearers. Did you hear what I say? Or did you not? Every sermon must speak to the heart of the hearers. And here Jesus sets us an example. He asks his hearers, did you hear? And what have you heard? And what are you going to do? Let us read from verse 26, and we shall commend what Jesus said to them and what he will say to us. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Every Sunday there are two types of hearers, and there are two types of hearers to Jesus' long sermon. Those who receive it happily thank the Lord and say amen, amen in the heart. That's wonderful. But there are those who hear, like the Chinese saying, year in, year out. The years come in from, the words come in from the left ear, but they fly away from the right ear. Because there are various bad reactions. Some take the words lightly and say, what's that to me? And some even willfully refuse to receive them. And they say, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And they question. So, Jesus says, those who do not hear my words and do not want to do them, they will be like building a house with no foundation. Particularly they'll build it by the seashore on the sand. Well, when the rains come, the house is all flooded, and when the typhoon blows, it topples, and that's the end. To make it more vivid to you, in regard to a house that has no foundation or not enough of foundation, and that brings great disaster to the occupants, let me bring you back 15 years to the year 1986. The disaster of the New World Hotel along Serangoon Road. Let me see how many of you have heard of this story. Yeah, quite many, but there are some who may not be born at that time, but very young. I was in Perth, standing in for the church, and I will rely on my memory, though I have not sought it from the internet. I can get a very accurate report. But I can remember how great a disaster it was that the news was broadcast on the radio in Perth about the collapse of the New World Hotel. For several days, 2 or 3 days perhaps, the building began to crack. At first it may be just a slight, and then it began to grow bigger. The fault lines were found everywhere. But the hotel people, not having such an experience of oncoming disaster, did business as usual. And perhaps 2 or 3 days after that, suddenly the building began to wobble like jelly. That's what I hear about the Seattle earthquake. And in a matter of seconds or minutes, the whole building sank below the mud that it was resting on. And suddenly those who stay on the upper floors, the fourth story or fifth story or on the rooftop, I heard that some of the lucky ones, according to the world, they were specially blessed of God that their lives are preserved. They just walk out of the building. But there were those who, unfortunately, it was daytime, so the guests were out. So remember, it's about 30 people inside who were buried alive. How did such a disaster occur? The building had enough of foundation, but the owners had made many heavy constructions on the rooftop, including water tanks. And if the water tanks were very big, surely the weight of the water would crack the foundations. What a great loss. Because they do not keep to the rules. They had done it illegally. So we who hear the word of God and do not do them, we are in the same situation. Disaster will surely come to us when we disobey God. We don't keep to the regulations of building imposed by the government. Are you hearing the word of God and doing them? Do you say amen or do you say oh yeah? I have students in my college who despise my teaching. because they are strictly according to the Word of God and gives us no deviation to make things easier. Or we have rules in the college that you cannot do this and do that, because if you flout the rules, you may break certain laws of etiquette between the sexes. And those who hate me because I tell them the truth, I'm sorry to say, they don't prosper in the end. They go out of the college. They are not used to the restriction of righteousness. Thank God we have the other side, a happy situation. And this is given in the word that we have also just read, but I'll read again from verses 24 and 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And these are those who readily accept Christ. These are those who have repented, who realize their sins. Jesus has plenty to tell us in the Sermon on the Mount about our behavior, about our thoughts. All these reflect whether we are saved or not. And so he is very happy to take note of these who listen to his word and obey. And so they repent of their sins, and they come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Therefore they build their house of salvation strongly upon the rock. And the rock is none other than Jesus Christ. Now with regard to building our house of salvation on the rock of Jesus Christ, that it may not fall, the first procedure is hearing. Because without hearing, we do not know the Word of God. John Sung would call our ears our spiritual mouth. Then we receive the Word of God as our food. Now when we hear, we have just noted that it should not be as a Chinese saying year in and year out. The words do not hold us. We must hear rather with attention, attentively. And when we listen attentively, we are also a check on the preacher. For example, he may misquote a verse, which sometimes I do. No preacher is perfect. And they will say the pastor must study his lesson harder. Or he may preach some strange doctrine off the center. The members can also look him up after the sermon and say, what did you mean by this? Explain to us. To listen not only attentively, but also with discernment. And so, this is a lesson that the preacher must learn too, that he must not make any mistake. But most importantly, if he preaches with substance and power, then we must obey and do the right thing that he has said. For example, there is a quarrel between two church members. And you are the one who started it, and you know that you are in the wrong. The preacher says you must repent. You must make up with the brother. You must forgive. Not only 7 times, but even 70 times 7. And then you go to a brother who sits in a far corner and you in another corner. You don't want to look at each other. Now you approach him and say sorry to him. Do you think he will receive you? Surely. He is also partly in the wrong, I believe. And so you make up. So you are like building your house of salvation on a rock. And all the temptations and all the bad speaking around cannot shake your resolve to make up. So you are a child of God and you are to be congratulated. Do we only come to church and listen to the sermon? Only? There was a deacon of a Baptist church. After I preached a sermon, he came and patted me on the back. He said, I've heard 40 years of sermons, never missing one time because I'm a healthy person. So I've been so saturated with sermons, I don't need the Bible. Well, that is a contradiction. If you hear the sermon and it's good, you want to find out more. So here comes the point about every Christian being a Bible-reading Christian, a regular reader of the Bible. And you not only read the Bible, but you also meditate. And then you also decide, whatever the Bible tells me, I will do. And if you do that, you'll be so enriched, like a pharmacist who has a whole shop of medicine, and he knows where to find the right medicine for the right case. You'll be able to make decisions right on the spot. And I had such an ordeal. Soon after the war in 1951, I had a preaching appointment in Manila. Then an acquaintance, a lady, hearing that I was going to Manila, because in those days few people get out of Singapore, brought me a huge diamond ring and asked me, please put it on your finger and you can carry it in for me, and you please give it to my cousin. In other words, he wanted me to break the law of the land, of the customs, and bring the ring into Manila without tax. Immediately I recollected a wonderful story I read in the Old Testament, 1 Kings 13, of a young prophet of Judah was sent by God to go and chide the new king of Israel. It was after the division of the land between north and south. After Solomon, God raised up a new king for the northern kingdom, Israel. But this was a bad king. When God had promoted him, he should follow the Lord, but instead he wanted to invent a new religion in order to keep the people from coming down to Jerusalem. The new religion was a religion of the gold calf that is set up at Bethel, just like setting it up in Johor Bahru. That is the north and this is the south. And God told the young Judah prophet to go and denounce the king, Jeroboam, and after denouncing, not to eat there, and then come back on another way. Well, the young prophet did all right. He denounced King Jeroboam, the new Israel king, and in fact he was punished, and he became very sorrowful and asked for forgiveness. Having done that, this young Judah prophet ate at the place, contravening what God had told him. And then after eating, he wanted to come home, not according to what God had said, by another way. God punished him right away. He sent a lion that bit him and he died. And as a testimony that this was not a simple case of a human being being killed by a lion, the lion spared the donkey on which the prophet was riding. And between the dead man, one side stood the lion and the other side stood an ass, a donkey, as if to be witnesses. You see how he has disobeyed God. With that story flashing in my mind, I at once was able to say yes or no to the lady. I said, no, I cannot do what you want me to do. Being polite to her, I did not tell her this story and chide her, but I said, I'm sorry, I cannot do it. Well, she also gave me bak kwa, one big box. Shall I return to her or not? Well, I leave it to you to answer that question. But at any rate, from that time, I also made up my mind in my foreign travel, for often I was invited abroad, that I will not do anything on the side that may implicate me. And so from 1951 to 2001, exactly 50 years, there were some spot checks. For example, in Perth, in Taiwan, they were afraid that I was a communist or what, and they took my purse even to examine. Well, I had resolved not to do anything extra than going to fulfill my mission to preach. And so I was immune and was very happy that I was not involved. It is so easy to even be obliging to do some people a favor, and you say, well, I did not do anything that was for my own, but just to please. In so doing, you may be heavily implicated. By so doing, to be a practicing Christian, to do what the Lord tells us, we are truly building our house of salvation on a rock. And not only on a rock, we are also building with stone, brick and mortar, not by wood or attap. If you build an attap house on a rock, it can also wear off quite easily. When we do things strictly according to the Word of God, we are building with gold, silver, precious stones, and not with wood, hay, or stubble. Now, Calvary has asked me to contribute to the writing of RPG again. And they've given me a big assignment nowadays. The RPG notes are in three monthly installments. Before it's only 1 month. And they want me to supply them the book of Revelation and the second part of Psalms. This will take more than 6 months. And what are they written for? The RPG notes? To help the beginner how to appreciate the Bible and to learn step by step the theology and the facts of the book. And it seems to be quite laborious, but it is worth every quarterly, every issue of the notes. Why? It will lead you to your own Bible study to help you further enter into the truth. And so, you will begin to gather more and more Bible facts, like a pharmacist who knows his medicine where he puts them. And when such emergencies come, as I had to face that lady asking me to bring the diamond to Manila, you must be able to give an answer right away, yes or no. Not only to give an answer, right or no, in your own situation, you must be able to give an answer to them who ask you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, as 1 Peter 3:15 tells us. We should be able to answer all kinds of questions. And not only that, when we are so equipped as a more substantial Christian, and the matter of gaining knowledge for the faith, it is not that the older you are, the more you have, it may be the other round. Confucius says, whoever attains, he is my teacher. You may be a very young Christian. And I have known a brother, he was saved only for 2 or 3 years, but he could quote many verses. In a surprise. I said, you appear to be a very knowledgeable Christian and to have believed many years. But he said, no, only 2 or 3 years. Because he took a delight in Bible study. And so he also now becomes a counselor. When people say things wrongly, he can correct them. When young Christians who do not know where to go, and they have a perplexing question, and they come to him, wonderful, he is a good counselor. So now, there are two types of hearers in the church. Those who say amen and gladly perform and obey the Lord. And if they sin, he will ask for forgiveness. He is one who builds his house of salvation on a rock, Jesus Christ. But there are those who even get agitated. Who says so? Oh yeah. Sorry to say, like the hoteliers who disobeyed the building laws and piled up many heavy things on the rooftop, building heavy water tanks and so forth, makes the foundations weak so as to give way. And the house almost disappeared. If you are in this situation, it is truly a very serious situation indeed. Let us all decide to do one thing. I must strive to learn more and more of the Word of God. I must strive to listen attentively to every sermon and build my knowledge. It's a good idea to have a study Bible. Don't bring to church a pocket-sized Bible. That is the best cure for insomnia. If you do not know what to do, you cannot sleep, read a very small worded Bible. You are sure to sleep. But possess a reasonably big size, good study Bible, and there are 52 sermons a year. Whatever passage is being preached, you can mark them and even put a date, and very soon you find that your Bible is pretty well annotated. And then you study yourself with a concordance, with a Bible commentary, with the RPG notes, and you begin to mark those places that you have studied. It's wonderful to see the Bibles of preachers, of elders, of those who are constantly speaking to people, that their Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all practically marked out. And as we know, more and more of the Bible, we will be able not only to counsel ourselves, but to counsel others. But if we call ourselves Bible Presbyterians, but relapse into Bible carrying Presbyterians, we come to church all right with the Bible, that's a good testimony. We carry it to church, and when church is finished, carry it home and put it on the shelf. And wait until the next week, we carry it back to church again, and that's all. Without any annotation or marking on the Bible so that you can find them easily. To find them easily, that means you'll be able to get the right answer, because if you do not know, you can look up the Bible and get the answer all the same. Let us rather be Bible reading and Bible meditating Christians. Whether you read a chapter or three chapters a day, according to the strength the Lord has given you, and we must strive to read more. The important thing is we must meditate on the Word to digest them. In so doing, we are able to use the Word of God immediately to solve every answer, question. I come back to my title, No Foundation, House Gone. No foundation, you are all at sea. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray thee to open our hearts as Jesus applied these words at the end of his very long sermon. And he wanted the hearers to answer whether they heard and they did or no. Forgive us, O Lord, where we take lightly your word. Make us to seek after thee and to love thy word. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.